Hello, and welcome again. This is Pastor Deborah, and we're beginning another episode of Spiritual Babylon, the kingdom of darkness on earth, in humanity's soul and spirit, and in the second heaven, which is here on the earth right now, today. And we're beginning with episode number 5. We had been talking about how when humanity fell from the Garden of Eden here on planet Earth through the instigation of an evil, wicked voice hiding in a creature of dirt, a serpent. This voice was from Satan, the very spiritual adversary of God, who had become greedy and had his five I wills to take over God's place in the kingdom of heaven. Well, God heard his heart, his thoughts, and saw his heart becoming full of lust and pride and greed, and he had traitorous thoughts, and he was going to overthrow God, he thought. But he was cast down as lightning to the earth, and we got him. I think he got here before we did, and he made a lot of changes on the earth that wasn't supposed to happen. But he did. We came, and the earth is a mess. Everybody knows that. Wars, rumors of wars, death, killing, animals, nature going against humanity. It's a mess down here. And Satan, who this evil creature was, he was one of the third archangels. There was Gabriel, Michael, and Lucifer, the son of the first age, the son of the morning. He was never a child of God. Lucifer was always a servant, very high ranking. He had lots of angels, myriad of them, under his command. And his tail caught him that had been serving him, listening to him when he fell. And we are stuck with them here on this planet. You may not believe it, but since humanity came, we have known about the evil, dark world. Spiritually, every religion has deliverance, casting out, maybe you call it exorcism, believe in witches, the spirit realm, spiritual voices. So here on planet Earth, and through this educational series of Spiritual Babylon, which was the first city set up by Satan himself on this earth, after a great flood had come. The flood had come by God, because all of nature and humanity had done every evil, wicked thing you could ever imagine to each other. It had become so evil, God had to destroy everything except one family, Noah, his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, their wives, and Noah's wife, and a male and female of every creature of the earth. And they went into a boat called an ark, and they stayed there while the flood covered the earth, and every living creature, every human, died. That is a powerful story. All ancient histories talk about it, and how then the land came up as the water evaporated. And the land began coming up again, and God started all over again with three boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They're a powerful story of the bloodlines of humanity. And one of them, Ham's family, through his son Cain, became cursed by their own grandfather. Ham had gone into Noah's tent many, many years after the flood, and a vineyard had been planted, and Noah got drunk, is what we believe, and laid naked in his tent. And Ham went in and saw it, and went out and told his brothers. But Ham left his light there in the tent. And when Noah woke up, he was angry, he was humiliated, and he saw the light, and he knew it was Ham's. So he went out, and he was going to give them a word and curse them. But he couldn't curse Ham. Ham had already been blessed by God, who helped Noah build the ark and save humanity and save nature. So Noah, who was so angry, humiliated, and embarrassed, cursed Ham's son, Cain. Cain was innocent, and that is another teaching of how words can curse you and have cursed an entire generations and generations of people from a father's words to an innocent individual. So through Cain came the spiritual Babylon's line. And we're going to pick up here one of Canaan's first relatives, offspring, was Nimrod. He became a mighty hunter in front of this god. He hunted not only animals, which had repopulated, but humans. I didn't know that until I watched a Chinese drama about men who would capture women and release the women into the woods and shoot them with arrows. They wanted to hunt. Yeah. Humanity is a horrible creature, most of us, until something happens to that part of us that dies. And some new, wonderful part of us has to become recreated, and all that old has to go away. Well, Cain produced the lineage, you call it, of spiritual Babylon. And his ancestor, Nimrod, became the first king, as we have been talking about. Well, Nimrod was a very smart young man. He was going to build a tower, maybe a chapel, palace, a bell tower, something that was tall and would reach up to heaven. It was a high place he was going to build, above the clouds. He was probably going to live in it, and people would come and worship this king of Babylon, spiritual Babylon. Well, Nimrod realized he needed a family, because believe it or not, that was always God's plan. He started with one, Adam, which meant dark earth. Then he pulled out of Adam's physical body, wombed man, woman. Now he had two spirit bodies and two dirt bodies. And from there, humanity was to begin and bringing forth new physical bodies to be the covering, the clothes, the body of this earth, this dirt, covering the spirit. That was the plan. Well, this kingdom, called spiritual Babylon, would need a family. Nimrod knew that because he had come from a family, and Satan knew that was God's plan. So Nimrod had to get a wife, and he had to have children, and all of them were to all praise and worship and pray, have music, have song and joy towards Nimrod and towards the Tower of Babel, which means confusion. And we'll get there on how that happened in just a little bit. So Satan had Nimrod develop a family. His wife became Semira. I'm going to spell it. Semiramus. And their child, Tammuz. Tammos. There he began. That was the plan and the pattern, because originally God had said that a man named Joseph and a woman named Mary would have a child. But it was not Joseph's child. Mary had been overshadowed by an angelic angel, and a son was produced, and his name was Jesus. You get a lot of variations of Jesus as Joseph. Mm-hmm, that's a variation. And so the pattern was set. Satan knew it. So he had to have a family that would then bring forth many into the family. The Son of God, as he was called, Tammuz, Tammuz. The mother, the Queen of Heaven, as Nimrod named her, Semiramus, which was a perverted form of agape love, the likeness of God, for God was love. So Satan was creating the first family of his in spiritual Babylon. So Satan, through Nimrod, Semiramus, and Tammuz, began creating his kingdom, his elite family. He could spiritually begin. He thought he was hiding from God and the rest of humanity. And Satan took this in a direction. You might see it. There are some who are privileged people, born into royal families, privileged with wealth and business, and they live differently, sort of higher up than the rest of humanity. This was the pattern of Satan himself. Through and in a human, knowing that the human spirit was deeply hidden in the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, Satan knew, and so did God know, that the memory of the Father, the Garden of Eden, the words and decrees of Genesis 1:26 through 28 were still active, but hidden deep in the flesh of the hidden man, the spirit part of us, deep in his heart as a seed. But it was so dark, muddy in the flesh that it could not grow. We have bits and pieces of it throughout history. Pharaohs were considered the sons of God. They built beautiful palaces that a lot of them look like what they remember from the kingdom of heaven. They would call themselves kings. Their wives would be queens. Their children would be princesses or prince. They were to rule a nation. Their word was law. They had decrees that were law. A lot of the pattern was there if you look for it. So a human soul that's in our biological brain would be the active participant, as well as a hidden spirit that Satan would use, even the power that was in the spirit, so that he could build his kingdom, his spiritual Babylon, his first city, on earth, as God had desired. And Satan would build a kingdom of darkness, of everything that was not of God, of the kingdom of heaven on earth. And Satan would begin to fulfill the words of Genesis 1:26 through 28, of man dominating nature and the humanity and the earth, that were still deeply rooted in all of humanity's spiritual DNA. And along with that, there was also the deeply hidden knowledge in seed form of eternity, life after death, and that we could be reborn, reincarnated after death, and we could come back in a different form. Everything was in us, but it was all perverted and twisted. Yeah. You go study the ancient histories of nations and people, their spiritual rites and rituals, their prayers. Study ancient philosophers. Study. Look back. Study their religious ideas, their religious texts. Study, study, study. And after Nimrod got his family together, Satan was ready to develop his spiritual worship story. And we'll get into that in the next episode, episode number 6. All right, I'll talk to you later. And keep studying. Learn about the history of humanity, our spiritual beginnings, our spiritual nature, the patterns, and what we have come to today. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.